time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 72, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 50. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Wayne City School Board met recently in regular session with several items dealt with. Among the items dealt with in a special meeting that the board held, there was discussion on the new e-learning days for the next 3 school years. It was voted that up to 5 days a year could be used for e-learning. The days must be trained for and prepared for before 10 p.m. the night before. The students will be given assignments by 9 a.m. on the day off from in-class instruction. Teachers will be available from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. by email for the students who need assistance. A teacher will be available for 3 days after school upon the return of students to class for any assistance students need to complete their assignments. This will be used to help keep the last day of school consistent for graduation and planning for families that need to know the last day of school. The new Ag building is progressing towards a completion date in the very near future. The completion inspections and final adjustments will be made over the next couple of weeks. An open house will be held as soon as possible after completion for the public to tour the building. Also, financial reports were given and small changes are planned to help the early learning and cafeteria funds to help save money. New paperwork has been filed to help cover some of the food for the early childhood classes. Entree prices are being increased to $2 to cover the school's cost for the food. And there was detailed discussion about the changes made to the kindergarten classes to accommodate the students that need more time learning alphabet boot camp. And for those needing more time blending for 1 hour daily, this is to help the students to improve their reading success for the next couple of years. More news after this break.
Are you interested in a full-time job and want to make good money with benefits? At Champion Laboratories in Albion, they are looking to fill general assembly, machine setup, tool and die, and maintenance electrician positions. Champion Labs offers good pay with increases, and you will be paid weekly. Benefits include insurance, paid holidays, vacation, and a 401k plan to help support you and your family. Come to Champion Labs, where you can find a great job with an opportunity to personally grow and advance. If you are interested in assembly, machine setup, or other skilled opportunities at Champion, stop by their Albion facility located across from Casey's in Albion, or visit them at champlabs.com. Find them on Facebook, Champion Labs Incorporated, or online at champlabs.com for more information. Champion Labs in Albion is an equal opportunity employer.
In Edwards County Circuit Court Friday, 23-year-old Ethan S. Taylor of West Salem was sentenced to 6 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 2 years mandatory supervised release after pleading guilty to a charge of delivery of methamphetamine. Also, 30-year-old John T. Kissy of Grayville was sentenced Friday in Edwards County Circuit Court to 7 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 1 year of mandatory supervised release after pleading guilty to charges of possession of a weapon by a felon and possession of methamphetamine. Kissy also received a recommendation to be considered for the Department of Corrections Impact Incarceration Program. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric A. St. Ledger prosecuted the case for both defendants, and Public Defender Brian Schinkel represented both defendants. Hamilton County State's Attorney Justin Hood reports that Keith E. Redmond of McLeansboro pleaded guilty this week to possession of a stolen vehicle charges, a Class 2 felony. He was sentenced to 8 years in the Department of Corrections and will serve another 2 years mandatory supervised release. After his release from custody, he will serve concurrent time with Johnson County for theft a Class 3 felony charge. The stolen vehicle case originated in Johnson County when Remen stole a 2002 Ford F-150 from a victim's residence and later crashed it in Hamilton County, where he was arrested by the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department. Jeffrey Parker of McLeansboro pled guilty to possession of methamphetamine under 5 grams charge, a Class 3 felony. He'll serve 4 years in the Department of Corrections and 1 year mandatory supervised release. His case will run concurrent with a plea in White County, where his probation was revoked and he was sentenced to 4 years on a 2014 case. The Hamilton County case was handled by the McLeansboro Police Department. And Justin Keith pled guilty to a charge of possession of a stolen vehicle, a Class 2 felony, in Hamilton County. He'll serve 4 years in the Department of Corrections and 2 years mandatory supervised release. His case will be served consecutively to Johnson County, where he took a 4-year plea. He also pled guilty in Saline County to theft, a Class 4 felony, for 2 years, and obstructing justice, a Class 4 felony, in 2 cases that will run consecutively to Hamilton and Johnson counties. He'll serve a total of 10 years in the Department of Corrections between the 3 counties. In other news, a company that makes Walmart's Great Value pork and turkey sausage patties is recalling nearly 6,500 pounds of the products because they may be contaminated with salmonella. Reports say the possibly contaminated products were manufactured on April 19th and 27th and May 7th and 9th and have use-by dates of October 16th and 24th and November 3rd and 4th. They have lot codes of 1091-971-894, 1171-971-897, and 1271-972-894. If you have any of those products in your freezer, you're strongly encouraged to throw them out or return them to Walmart. The Carmi Rifle Club inviting the public to their annual Open Range weekend that runs through Sunday. The event is free and a great time for sighting in firearms for the fall hunting season. Anyone wanting to camp out the nights of tonight is welcome. Primitive camping is available. The only services available are a spot to set up and a porta potty. The range will be open to the shooting public until 1 p.m. Sunday, at which time the range will close for a 4-H shooting event. Eye and ear protection are required for those on the firing range. Tonight at 5 p.m. will be the annual members meeting, an update followed by a potluck meal at 6. Chris Tupper of Tupper's Guns and Firearm Repair in Grayville will be smoking meat. Feel free to bring a dish and or dessert. Paper goods will be provided. There will also be a campfire, so those attending are encouraged to bring lawn chairs. While there are established, accepted, and legally binding blood alcohol levels when determining when someone is drunk or incapacitated, no such test exists to see if you're high on marijuana. With recreational weed becoming legal in Illinois next year, that has employers trying to figure out policy on how to address its use. A spokesman from OSF Healthcare outlines some of the challenges. Troy Overholt, Vice President for Occupational Health at OSF Healthcare, admits to employers that while it may be risky and has yet to be challenged in court, monitoring for marijuana impairment in an employee may need to be less scientific and more observational.
We have to rely on behaviors of the person that we're observing. So that's a very different situation for employers. And employers are really concerned about the availability of recreational marijuana. And what's that going to do to the pool of candidates if they do keep a zero tolerance drug-free workplace?
There is no scientifically reliable way to measure for marijuana intoxication. THC is stored in fat cells, so the length of time it's in your system is not a blood test level. So he says you could test high today from use weeks or months ago. and it depends greatly on the frequency and amount of use. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources reminds you that you can claim a deer if you end up hitting one on the roadway. Kim Howard has more.
Deer vehicle accidents happen more frequently this time of year, says DNR spokesperson Rachel Torbert. But if that happens, you could end up with a meal.
If you do happen to hit a deer, in Illinois, you can legally claim that deer if you are the vehicle involved in that collision. We do ask, though, that you fill out a form, because that way, as you go in to take that deer to be processed, we can go back on that form and know that you have legally obtained that deer.
If you don't want the deer, a passerby may claim it instead, unless they're behind on child support. The claim form is available online at DNR.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And the Better Business Bureau wants you to know the hazards of taking out a payday loan. Nationally, the agency received over 1,000 complaints about payday lenders last year. Many complaints revolved around the loan's high interest rates, as well as difficulty canceling a loan contract or obtaining a refund for automatic payments withdrawn in error. BBB investigator Don O'Brien says payday lenders tend to appeal to people who may be unable to obtain a credit card or bank loan.
You know, they can be such a trap because you're basically borrowing your money against your next paycheck. And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found that 80% of those people who took those loans rolled them out or reborrowed within 30 days of taking them out. These are supposed to be short-term loans, and people just can't get out from underneath them.
A common finance charge is $15 or $30 per $100 borrowed, and annual interest rates can balloon into the hundreds. These high interest rates can force these borrowers to renew the loan and pay new fees every 2 weeks until they can finally save enough to pay off the principal and get out of debt. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
No more suffering through repair bills. No more just plain unreliable washers and dryers. Speed Queen is now offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all its home laundry products at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Our Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs start at $1,700 at Rush Appliance, and you can choose from top loading, front loading, and stacking. So come see me, Sean Rush, for superior performing laundry products with 10-year warranties and superior customer service and support at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
This is Ethan Kaiser with Trust Bank. Legacy is defined as something received by a predecessor. To the wealth management team at Trust Bank, your legacy is an important piece of your financial plan. We understand how hard you have worked for your assets and how generous you are. Trust Bank wants to help you create a plan that allows you to make a lasting contribution to a charitable organization of your choice. We truly want your legacy to be something that lives on forever. Give Trust Bank's wealth management team a call at 618-395-4311 today.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 72-year-old Grayville resident Charles Ray Brines died Wednesday at his home. He worked at various jobs involved in oil production. Surviving are his wife Christina, a daughter Tina Rickard of North Dakota, sisters Audra Wilkinson of Allendale and Sheila Knight of Cowling, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services for Charlie Brines will be held at 10 o'clock this morning at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, burial in Oak Grove Cemetery. Visitation was held Friday evening. Memorials can be made to the Grayville School's Athletic Department and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, which is in charge of the arrangements. 99-year-old McLeansboro resident Geneva Sloan Nipper died at 1:20 Thursday morning at Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. She was a teacher. Surviving are her son Bill of Ewing, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, a sister Hattie Sloan of McLeansboro, brothers Roger Sloan of Mishawaka, Indiana, and Jerry Sloan of Salt Lake City, Utah, sisters-in-law Linda Sloan of Hallsville, Missouri, and Shirley Sloan of McLeansboro, and numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Geneva Nipper will be held at 10 a.m. Monday at Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. Those attending are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Hamilton County School Foundation. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 66-year-old Browns resident Norma C. Mark died at 8:26 p.m. Wednesday at a Parian Care in Fairfield. She was retired from Champion Laboratories. Surviving are her husband Tom, a son Stephen of Browns, a grandson, brothers Larry Young and Earl Young of Fairfield, and David Young of Rolla, Missouri, sisters-in-law Maxie Young and Ruth Ann Young of Fairfield, one aunt, and several nieces, nephews, cousins, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Funeral services for Norma Mark will be held at 10 o'clock this morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Victory Cemetery. Visitation was held Friday evening. Memorials can be made to the Hope Fellowship Church and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 81-year-old Johnsonville resident Ruth M. Willison died at 8:55 a.m. Wednesday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was a homemaker. Surviving are her husband Ira Willison, Jr., daughters Patty Moult and Linda Tucker, both of Fairfield, a sister, Bernetta Tubbs of Jeff, six grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ruth Willison will be at 3 p.m. today at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Burial will be in Johnsonville Cemetery. Visitation was held Friday evening. Memorial contributions may be given to the Comfort Room at Fairfield Memorial Hospital or the Johnsonville Raritan Club and will be accepted at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of the arrangements. 76-year-old East Peoria resident Jerdy E. Bullard died Saturday, October 12th. He worked for Caterpillar for over 30 years. Surviving are his children Cheryl Wade and Jean Bullard, four grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Per his wishes, Jerdy Bullard was cremated and a private service will be held at a later date. The Schmidt Haller Burial and Cremation Services in Peoria is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Are you frightened by how slow your internet speeds are? With Wabash Communications, you get spooky fast speeds. During the month of October, take advantage of the freaky fast speeds Wabash Communications has to offer, with internet speeds up to 1 gig. For details, go to wabash.net or call us today at 618-665-3311 and let Wabash Communications make slow internet disappear without a magic wand.
Here is a look at the Fairfield area weather. Today, sunny with a high of about 72. Some locations could get to about the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 50. Sunday, patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 73. For Monday, a 70% chance of showers. Could see a few storms as well. Mostly cloudy with a high of 69. Tuesday, sunny and breezy, will be cooler. High of 61. Could see those winds gust in excess of over 30 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny, high of 66. And for Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 66. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 67. Our low this morning was 40. Currently in Fairfield, underneath sunny skies as the sun is rising over to the east, it is 40.